and this is Illinois Edition. Well, it's the season for giving, but philanthropy doesn't have to come just once a year. A way to be philanthropic is through a community foundation. Today, we're joined by the president and CEO of the Community Foundation for the Land of Lincoln, John Strimsterfer. Since I first talked with you a few years ago, I know things have changed for the better for your organization. A lot more people involved, a lot more money going to worthy causes.
Yeah, Sean. The Community Foundation continues to grow, and I think that's because of local generous people who want to see a better community. As you know, the Community Foundation is structured as one legal entity that allows local donors to establish funds for the benefit of the community, and that can be done in a variety of ways. People who care about environmental causes or animal welfare, education, health and human services, any of those issue areas can really be affected in a positive way through the funds of the Community Foundation. And we've seen nothing but growth really since we started this concept here locally.
Explain how a Community Foundation works. I mean, people, they come to you with those ideas and then you help put it together. Is that the way it usually goes?
Yeah, usually it just starts with an idea and a conversation. We work a lot with the advisor community, attorneys and accountants, financial planners, those that talk to others about what they'll do with their wealth. And so that's often where we get referrals because, say, an attorney is doing some estate planning and says, you know, John, I got a client who's interested in helping their local community. And then we get together, we have a conversation, we learn a little bit more about their goals. And then we develop these funds and really define those in the way that the donor and the Community Foundation work together to see best.
I believe I read over 170 charitable funds you oversee.
Yeah, it's really the breadth of it has grown a lot over the last few years. We now have over 170 funds we administer, and collectively the asset value now is about $25.5 million. So we're largely an endowment-based or long-term funding type of organization where you put a larger sum of money in, you invest it, you take the earnings from that, and you give it away. That's the general concept of endowment. So the asset value matters in the sense that the more we have in assets, the more we can grant out on an annual basis. And this year, already in 2016, we've surpassed our largest grant-making year ever. We've already given away over $1.4 million.
I know your organization was involved in the launch of something called Innovate Springfield, and that's just one example of the type of work you do. Tell people exactly what that is, if they're unaware, and what is the goal?
Sure. In addition to, you know, holding the hand of local donors to establish funds kind of based on their own desires, we're the type of organization that gets involved with community projects and ideas. And one thing that we kind of identify that was lacking in our community for many years is a business incubator. So we were drawn to that originally by some conversations through some supporters of the Community Foundation and a lot of really good board discussions of, could we help establish this type of entity in Springfield? And we did that and established it within the last couple of years, hired an executive director for the first time employee of this Innovate Springfield organization earlier this year. And it's an idea where we wanted to have an organization that can offer the kind of the tools to a startup business to really make that a going concern here in our local economy. So if you're looking for office space, we have nice office space in downtown Springfield right on the old State Capitol Square. You get free Wi-Fi and a desk and coffee and everything that goes around along with a nice comfortable office space. But beyond that, we offer programming and educational support. So if you are a new startup business that needs legal or accounting advice, or you know, how do you go and pitch for investment money, all those kind of value adds, I think, is what's really makes it a wonderful thing for local entrepreneurs. Also, in addition to the for-profit business incubation, we are using this as kind of a hub for social innovation. We, for many years, have been involved with a project called the Continuum of Learning, which is looking at educational attainment from cradle to career. And about a year ago, we had helped commission a report by UIS called Sangamon Success to kind of point towards evidence-based programs that could be implemented to better that situation here locally for educational attainment. And so those ideas, those social innovation ideas, are also going to be incubated at Innovate Springfield.
People outside of Springfield or even Sangamon County will be hearing this. So, you know, I did want to make mention there are foundations throughout much of the state, throughout most of the areas of the state.
Yeah, there are community foundations in almost every major metro area across the country. I think there's over 700 community foundations nationally. In Illinois alone, I don't know the exact number, but 25 or 30, the largest being the Chicago Community Trust up in Chicago that's been around for over 100 years. It's a really big one. But every community across the nation really has this desire and I think have people that want to give back locally. So I think that's just inherent to Americans to want to give back, and community foundations are just wonderful vehicles to do so.
Now, you mentioned it's inherent that some people will want to give back, yet there also seems to be a hurdle sometimes to get people started. What do you see is that hurdle, and how do you overcome that?
I think for a lot of people, they hear the word philanthropy, and it's a little bit intimidating. They think of philanthropists like the Rockefellers or Bill Gates or Warren Buffett or somebody with uber wealth, where community foundations really make philanthropy accessible to average folks. And if you really think of especially what you're going to do with your money after you're gone, I think oftentimes people just, fall back to maybe their church or their alma mater. But there's a whole other spectrum of charitable giving out there, and community foundations can accommodate that in addition to their church or their alma mater. Community foundations are as broad of an issue area type organization as anything I know of, maybe short of government. And the difference is we're not government. So people kind of like this notion of private philanthropy for the community benefit and to give back in a very efficient and meaningful way to them and their family.
Let's say I had some money that I decided, and I had an urge to help, maybe I wanted to help in education. And that's all mm-hmm. I knew at that point.
Right.
I could have a meeting, though, and you could help define a little bit better what we're talking about.
That's exactly how it works. And very often the conversations we have with donors start just that way. They care about something, and they have accumulated some wealth, and they want to give back. And that's where I think the community foundation, we have invested a lot in programmatic staff over the last few years. And we have people on staff to go and kind of walk among the not-for-profit sector here locally in kind of Sangamon and adjoining counties. And so with that, we kind of know when an executive director changes at XYZ charity or a new program that's being started at another organization. And then we can in turn inform donors that work with us of that information and hopefully make their grant making even better and kind of, learn more about their values, what they care about, and really fulfill our mission, Sean, which is connecting people who care with causes that matter. It's kind of a short, we've always thought, rather nice, elegant, simple term of what we do.
Do you find that sometimes a fund will be set up and other people will join in? I mean, does that happen sometimes?
Yeah, one good example of that at our community foundation, we have a fund for historic preservation. It's primarily in Springfield, and it's such a historic community with Abraham Lincoln history, but there's a lot of other history out there, and there's a lot of historic structures. And so that's been one where it's been a number of people support that fund each year. So there's no prohibition for anyone to give to any fund at the community foundation. Anybody can do this. And oftentimes what we'll see is if there's a family that has a fund, if there's an anniversary or birthday, rather than get another necktie for dad on Father's Day, you might want to contribute to the fund that they've established.
It really is a way to continue that gift even after somebody's gone. I mean, I think that's the interesting part to me is, a lot of times when somebody nearing the end of their life, they look back and they think, I want to leave a mark somehow. This is one way to do that.
No doubt. And that's really kind of the emotional side of this. We get involved a lot with discussions on tax advantages and the legality of it all and how you could structure certain types of assets to give away. But what it comes down to is just, helping people be good people. And I think that is inherent to Americans, human beings in general, that they have this internal desire to give back. And this is such a nice vehicle to do so, especially when you're reflecting back at a time in your life where, I've done pretty well. I want to give back. How could I give back to this place of the world? That's when people often find their local community foundations.
That's John Strimsterfer. He's the president and the CEO of the Community Foundation for the Land of Lincoln. It's Community Foundation Week.